Yeah, that was Benny Green and Jug and Clark Terry and the other tenor player. Sounds something like Yusuf. I'm not sure who that was. Sounds something like him. Wasn't too much happening. Didn't go anywhere. In fact, it didn't feel very comfortable.
In the rhythm section, or just the solos, or both?
Yeah, well, both. Yeah. Yeah, the rhythm didn't nothing happen. A couple of times it kind of got turned around there. The beat turned around a little bit. But it didn't sound very comfortable, and I didn't. It doesn't sound like that was the best take, even. It must have been a better take than that one on the date. I don't know. So, two and a half stars, I'd say.
Do you have any particular comments about any of those solos in general?
Oh, well, I dig them all. I dig Green, who is, who I think is beautiful on trombone, you know.
Yeah.
And who incidentally has a very, very a big fan in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
Young trombone player there in Copenhagen, what's his name? Toroff. Toroff, he's a Benny Green man. He always, every time I see him, he wants to know, where's Benny Green? What's Benny Green doing? Huh? He loves Benny Green. And of course I love Jug, who I've known all my life, more or less. And Clark Terry, who was always a dead giveaway, because nobody sounds like that, yeah? The other tenor player, I wasn't sure about that. I don't know who that was. Some of it sounded like Yusuf. I wasn't sure who that was.
Okay.
Well, it's a shame to waste a beautiful arrangement like that. Yeah, it was Hawk, huh? Yeah. But, There were only traces of the Hawk that I love. He sounded like he was a little under the weather on that one.
Yeah, sure he was.
Yeah, it was a beautiful arrangement. I don't know who wrote the arrangement. It was beautiful. I dug it. Nice. Hawk wasn't there that day. He was. It was Johnny Walker playing. Senor Juanito Walker on tenor. Yeah, but.
I think it was mainly lacking his sound or his phrasing or both.
Well, he was so juiced he couldn't put anything together, and he obviously wasn't that familiar with it in front that he could play it anyway,
Right.
If he had known it and been juiced, well, it might not have made too much difference, but not knowing it and being juiced too, then he was just fumbling and feeling and trying to find it. And of course he never did, He didn't put anything together.
Any stars? One for the arrangement?
Yeah, one star for the arrangement, yeah. Yeah, the rabbit. That was quite a contrast with the other record, huh? Because this one, everything was nice and easy, melodic. It was beautiful. Yeah, Johnny Hodges. Yeah, he's fantastic. I don't know who the guitar player was. It was Burrell, maybe. Yeah, Kenny Burrell.
Broadway,
huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the organ player didn't kill me too much. He was competent, but...
You don't object to the organ per se, huh? To all organs in general?
No, not to all, because I have, I worked with some in Chicago. And, it's a different groove.
Yeah.
And it's possible to get a nice groove going with an organ.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily choose an organ for my group or something, but, the public digs it, obviously, because they're back east, they're very popular, you know.
Yeah.
Especially around Chicago and some of the places in New York, uptown.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess because it fills up the room, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds like a big band, you know.
That's right.
And it's because it's a lot of different with an organ trio and a piano trio.
Yeah, very true. How would you rate this?
I would rate it, 3 stars. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, Don. Yeah, that's a shame that Don's been away so long, cats over here have forgotten about him, not hip to him anymore.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Right.
And he's playing his ass off. Because he came to Copenhagen 3 or 4 times when I was there. Mm-hmm. And we used to play together a lot. You know? And he's in good shape physically, and he's, like I said, he's playing his ass off, man. Although I don't know how much I don't think he works as much as he should, but you know, because he's taking things easy. He's living in Holland, and he's got a spot where he skin dives all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in good shape. Man. He's strong as a bear, you know. And several nights, man, we were blowing together until about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, in Montmartre. Was this live at Montmartre?
It's live somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice solo.
Yeah, beautiful. Was that Bud on there? Yeah, I think it sounded like Bud. Yeah, I think it was Bud on it. And probably it was the kid playing bass, Niels Henning, who is fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you heard him yet?
Not in person, but I've heard some records.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And the drummer, I don't know who that was. It was probably either William Schiffer or Alex Real. Probably it was Schiffer, though.
At that tempo, it's hard to tell.
I couldn't tell who it is, but it's probably Schiffer. And it sounded like I don't know if it was more, it sounded like so many people in there, though. It sounded more like a concert hall, or in a hall, rather than...
In Montmartre, Copenhagen?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway, you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it very much, yeah. Well, 3.5.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, it was,
Yeah, Twinkle Toes. What was that? It sounded like it was all reeds.
Yeah, it was.
But the sopranos and altos doubling on and the brass parts. Benny Carter.
Uh huh. Well, I shouldn't say.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah.
Too personal.
Who I used to, when I was playing alto, I used to try to play like Benny Carter. Yeah, which was
a
long time ago.
Yeah,
but the tenor player, I don't know who that was.
No, you called his name earlier today.
I called his name earlier?
Yeah. Well, never mind. Tell him
that. Only one I mentioned was Jug and Yusuf.
No, I don't mean in the blindfold test. I mean in conversation earlier.
Oh, conversationally.
Never mind. I shouldn't get you on that train of thought because it isn't important.
Mm-hmm.
More interested in what you think of it.
Yeah, it was very interesting. It was like who had that idea before? Oh, Shep Fields, huh? Wasn't it?
Yeah, but this is a little more modern.
Oh yeah, it's much hipper. Yeah, it's much hipper. Yeah. Yeah, it sounded good. It sounded very good. That's surprising. What effect you can get without using that instrumentation and without the brass.
Yeah,
huh?
Right.
Of course, I imagine there's a lot of skill with that too. I'm sure of it, in fact.
Yeah, right.
Of course, everybody, yeah. Yeah, that was very interesting. But the tenor player, who the hell was that?
Well, let's rate it first.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would rate it. I would rate it 3.5.
Good. Well, was
yeah, that was a gas. Beautiful. Yeah. Now I know that was Yusuf. That was Yusuf. He sounded beautiful on that. Yeah, that was swinging. Yeah, he's got his thing. Yeah. Yeah, he said something. And it was unusual arrangement.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that was the bass player's date. It sounded like Wilbur Ware. Yeah, the bass player was a bitch, yeah.
Yeah. You like the writing too?
Yeah, that was beautiful, what there was of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was it was just a little, but it was so very, very effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it meant something.
Yeah.
You know? Everything meant something. Yeah, I dug that very much. And the bass player was beautiful. I don't know, it sounded like Wilbur Ware, but I'm not sure who it is. But I would give it 4 stars.
Very good. Well, you were right about you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, the tune, the writing had a monk flavor, but evidently it wasn't monk, because I think they would have given him a piano solo in there. It was the vibes, the vibe player's date. It wasn't Vags, I don't know who that was. Tenor players, I didn't, the solos wasn't long enough, I couldn't recognize them. The alto player sounded very good. I don't know who it was, it sounded very good. So, 2.5 stars. Who was it? Yeah, très interessant. Yeah. Yeah, that was very good. I like that free thing they're doing in the bridge there. It's nice. Yeah. There's Kenny Dam and Joe Henderson. Yeah, I don't know who the rhythm section is. They sound good. Piano player. They all sound good.
Yeah.
And Joe Henderson, he sounds good. He's a new saxophonist on the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds good. I like his he's nice and fluid, and then he gets a nice full sound on the bottom of his horn, you know.
Yeah.
It's all under control, and I dig him. And KD sounds very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a chance to play with him in Copenhagen too.
Oh, yeah.
We had a couple of radio shows, and then we played together in the club too, which was a ball. I dug that. So give it 4 stars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
One more short one. I went through.
All right. Yeah. Of course, Duke is always beautiful. And then Gonzalez, I dig very much. Always. Yeah. You know, one night in Montmartre, in Copenhagen. The boss hired, I was working there, it was during the summer, and he hired Paul and Don Bias for the night to work with me, you know?
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, the joint was, it was fantastic. It was in the summer, it was hot, and the joint was just packed. You couldn't move in there, you know? So after the first set, Don took off his shirt and undershirt. He was just playing in his pants, you know, playing nude tenor. Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, we had a ball at that.
Yeah.
The
ball was just between Nice and Duke or
something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the band had wound up. Finished the tour, and he stayed over a night, and it just happened so that Don was on his way to Stockholm or something, and he was in town, so he just hired them all to come and work with me, you know. So we had a ball that night. Yeah, they have a fantastic audience over there, beautiful audiences. Yeah. It was a little hard to, it was great, but what?
Well, I know what you mean. It sounded to me like they should have rehearsed it a little more or something.
Yeah, well, then it kind of sounded like it was kind of, in between, unfinished, I didn't get a real definite feeling. It sounded like it was leading into something.
Yeah. It was probably an arrangement they were supposed to bring in the next day.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. So, but it was beautiful, and so 3 stars. Huh?
Yeah.